Hey guys, attention deficit order season 20. Seven, episode 4. We're back, guys. Attention deficit order. I'm your host, Chris. I'm the only one here today. And this is how we're gonna do it, guys. I saw a lot of movies this week. I'm not gonna go through all of them. I'll go through some of them. I'll go through the main ones, like Dune and Dune and Dune. How you doing, Dune? Maybe we'll talk about other stuff that's been going on. Nothing really else going on in the world except for just the Dune movie coming out and everyone just splooging all over it and go.
Hey, I like the Dune movie too. Oh my god, I like it too. Have you seen the Dune movie? Yeah, I just saw the Dune movie. Oh my god, it's a Dune. There's 2-3 worms in the Dune movie.
Yeah, dude, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. There's Dunes coming out, you dude. Maybe I'll go over my top 5 and bottom 5 movies of last month, guys. March is here. Get out your shillelaghs and let's shillelagh some leprechauns. Get out your shillelaghs. Check. Checking the levels. Alright, what should we get into first here? Let's just get into it. Since no one's here, I can do what I want. We're getting right into it right now, guys. One of the sequels to one of the hi-fi sci-fi movies. One of the best sci-fi movies in the last decade. The follow-up is no different, even better. I'm talking Dunta, Dunpata, Dunpata. Have you seen it? I don't know, man. I just saw it, 70mm IMAX. Going, what the fuck? Dunta. Oh yeah, guys, you know what's up. It's Dunta. Come on, man, go see that Dunta. Hell yeah, see that Dunta. That Dunta be like, hey, yeah, Dunta. Worms riding worms with hooks and fence on bodies. We are riders. Let's start with the beginning here. We got Eclipse here from the old Hansi boy. Let me look it up on IMDb for you guys here. Okay, Dune 2, here we go. A 9.0 on IMDb. The highest rated movie on IMDb, guys. Can you believe that? Jesus. I believe it. Highest rated movie. Here we go, guys.
Paul Atreides unites the Chai and the Fremen while on a war path of revenge against the conspirators who destroyed his family, facing a choice between the love of his life, a flat-titted black girl, and the fate of the unknown universe. He endeavors to prevent a terrible future. Only he can force him. This is Dune. This is for my father. I am Paul Atreides. And my father died when a slow bullet pierced his armor from an assassin. There was one that was meant for me too. They're trying to take out my bloodline. But now I'm gonna massacre millions of people for one dad. And it's justified because I'm a white. And I beat up a guy who's even more white than me with a bald head. He stabs me twice, but I take it. Just so I can move on and kill millions of people and become a fake messiah that my mother has pushed me to be. People don't like who I have become, but I don't care who I have become. I am who I have to be to do what I need to do to unite everybody by killing a lot of people, but that's okay. I'm white and good looking and people like me, so overall I'm doing pretty well, but you know, I'm a fake messiah because my mother promotes me to be one. Even though I don't take the role itself, I do take it slowly, but you know, it's So my mother is spreading I'm a fake Jesus in some places, and then that spreads throughout the universe, and then now my mother has a baby that talks to her after drinking the fluid of a worm, of a sandworm, drinks the blue fluid of a sandworm. It's like, oh no, this old lady transferred her spirit into a baby. Or the spirit of the Shanti. Or whatever, I don't know, guys. But that's what's happening, guys. Dune, part two. Starring Timothée Chalamet as Paul Atreides. Zendaya as Chai. Rebecca Ferguson as Jessica. Javier Bardem as Sigurd. He keeps making weird noises. Josh Brolin as Gunny Haldick. Austin Butler as Frey Ruda. Florence Pugh not showing her nipples in this movie as Princess Urana, but Paul Atreides is gonna give it a dig-nam. Dig-nam. I'm gonna give it a dig-nam. So, in other words, the movie itself, it was good. You know, it was amazing. What am I saying? I saw it first in Dolby. Alright? So I saw it first in Dolby. Boom, opens up, bam. I'm going for the picture. Even Denis Villeneuve opens up with saying that, hey, if you want to see the best picture possible, watch it in Dolby. You know, I'm like, okay, that makes sense. Because you're seeing it, when I went to go see an IMAX on film, it's on film, so shit gets in between the film roll. So you see little flakes of stuff on the film. You know, like little like black things. You'll sit there for a second, then flip away. But yeah, on Dolby, crystal clear. You see like everything that shows up, like you see the sand very crystal clear. You see the all the special effects, when all the shit's going down, they're running around. There's no blurriness to the special effects. So overall, guys, it's Jesus. It's a, I'd say, is it a masterpiece? It could be. It's up there in the, I think it's up there. As far as a complete film, I saw the thing three times. I saw it once in Dolby, twice in IMAX, 70 millimeter. We'll get into that in a second, but hold on. Here we go. Paul Atreides. He wants to lay me. It's Paul Atreides. My name is Chai. And he wants to ride me with his own sandworm. Yes, I think I'll have a child with him. For all the times they banged in that movie, I think she's pregnant. That's just me talking. I think he has a sand baby. You know, I think he has a baby here. I think he's going to impregnate... this is all spoilers, guys. I think he's going to impregnate Florence Pugh at the end. I think he's going to... I don't even know the story. These are just... I'm sure a lot of people...
Well, I read the book, so I know exactly what's going to happen. And this is not going to be precisely what's going to happen in the book. Well, I just read the book. You know, if you read the book... The book's gonna, you know... I just read the book. Okay? I've been reading these books for 40 years. I know exactly what's going on in these Dune movies. And this is precisely what's wrong with Hollywood. They do not take the preciseness of the book and put it onto film. They have to cut a lot of it. Come on.
But also... So, he's gonna do that. So, him... Boom, starts off right where the second one ended. They're being chased by the people. They go off. Boom, he's just running and gunning now at this point. Running up to people, slicing and dicing. You know, with his knives. He's like, you know. Yeah, he's fighting bad. He wants to hang out with the sand people. And they're like, hey, man, you want to hang out with the sand people? Yeah, I want to hang out and learn your ways. Like, all right, I guess so. And fuck one of your women. Like, all right, I guess you can fuck with my women and hang out with the sand people. It's all right. You know what's going on. Yeah, you could bang her out in one of our tents over here, you know. We got a bang-out tent for foreigners that want to fuck our own people. You know what I mean. Boom. And then, so bam, they're banging. You know, they slowly get attracted to each other, Zendaya and Atreides, and boom. They start banging, they're slowly falling in love, da-da-da-da. He learns the ways, he starts, you know, oh, he can ride a worm, oh, and then fucking, Javier Bardem thinks he's a messiah, and he has a bunch of people following him as a messiah. So he's worshipping him. And then you have Zendaya and her crew. They just don't believe in that shit. And they're like, you're a fucking retard. Shut up. Get out of here. He's like, hey, I didn't put it on me. These people are putting it on me. And she's like, I don't give a shit, man. You're still feeding into it. And the mom's feeding it out there, putting it out there that his son's the Messiah. Making all these monks and stuff spread out the word. Because she's a Ben Jesuit. You know, and all this shit. So that's all floating around, all while he's they're still trying to kill him. They're taking out the spice people, right? So the Harkonnen are like, hey, this motherfucker's taking out our spice trade. So basically, picture, yeah, Middle East taking out oil facilities in Kuwait, same thing, right? So we're blowing these things up, huge, massive 70 millimeter, bam. So, okay, so Dolby, amazing, felt everything. If you want to feel that movie, go to Dolby. Like, and hear it, yeah, go to Dolby, man, because that thing is amazing. You just feel the shake of all the tanks and everything. If you want to see the spectacle and see the scope of that movie, go see it in 70 millimeter IMAX, because that's the way to go see it. That's what I say. Go see it in both. If you're a fanatic like I am. A filmatic. Boom, filmatic. So if you're a filmatic, you just boom. So when I went to go see it, I go, okay, so 6 a.m. showing. Wake up at, go to bed at 8, wake up at 2, drive up to the city. Takes like 40 minutes, get 4. Oh, go to Denny's again, sorry. Grab something to eat. They're all only to-go orders. Okay, fine, whatever. That's better for me anyway. So I got, you know, whatever. And it was actually cooked well this time because they know what they're doing. I went to the bathroom. Someone had shat on the floor. On the, just all over the floor. I walk in, boom, get punched in the face, hold my breath, look over. Someone just took a shit on the floor, just splatter everywhere. I'm like, oh my God. Turn around immediately, walk out. And I tell the dude, hey, someone shat on the floor again. He's like, oh man. He's like, every day. I'm like, every day? Why do you work here, man? Jesus. Back to dude. Here we go. So then I waited way out there. I walked outside for a minute, man. I had to get some air. It was like 4 in the morning, San Francisco. There's a couple homeless people floating around there. I had my knife on me. Just carrying my blade. I always carry my blade on me when I walk around San Francisco. You never know what's going to happen. So, and it's quick and easy. Drop them. Pop them. You know, no, I'm just kidding. So they, and they're still standing and you walk by. And you go, just like cut them up a couple times. And then they're standing there for a minute or two. And they just drop while you cross the street. Like, whoa, this guy must have dropped off a drug over. Oh my God. Okay, so. Here we go. A quiet between the storms. The doctor will see you now. So, bam. He's just banging this chick. He's like, hey, I want to bang you. He's like, hey, I want to bang you too. Come on, let's bang. Your eyes are turning blue because you're hanging out with me and just busting nuts on my sandy chest. And everyone's like, yay, he's finally busting nuts on her sandy chest. He's like, oh, I want to bust a nut on your sandy chest. Boom, guys. Yeah. They're just banging. Poof, 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 poof. There's sand. It gets everywhere. Boom. Spice. It gets everywhere. So they had some good chemistry. Better than him and Peter Parker. I'd say about the same. Even though they're in less scenes. You know, they're maybe in like 5 or 6 scenes together. The way they shoot these movies. Like, you know, it was all around Paul Atreides. He's like in almost every scene of the movie. He's in at least 3/4 of the movie. Boom, they're just banging. They're just banging. I'm just banging. Nah. It's like, boom, in the scope. 70 millimeter IMAX. She's like, what the fuck? 70 millimeter IMAX in your face. Boom, 70 millimeter IMAX. She's like, what? And he took advantage of that a lot more than he did in the last one. The last one was a lot of IMAX, but this one was full screen. So he's like, bam, banging her, doing this and that, taking out shit. And then Batista in the Harkonnen, he's like, hey, dad, shit's not going down. He's like, fuck you, man. You're failing me. You're going to step down. We're going to get Elvis to step in with a bald head. He's like, hey, I can take out these stupid sand people. Hey, hey, Mojiga. So Elvis goes, boom. Here comes Elvis, here comes Elvis. Hey, 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 here comes Elvis, here comes Elvis. So this is them attacking the harvester, bam. Boom. And this is the introduction of, we'll go to, Worm Ride, we did that. The Ornapic Attack. Yeah, there's some really good scores in here, man. So, bam, we'll just go to the Harkonnen Arena where they introduce What's-His-Face. So, bam, Black Moon Harkonnen. We're like, hey, we're gonna get, Fryruda. Or Fryruda. And he's this brother, second brother. And they're like, yes, he will do it. He's like, hey man, I'll go take out this stupid shine paper. Uh-huh. That's yeah, because he played Elvis. So I'll take out these stupid shine paper. They're like, boom, okay, bam. So he's going down now. He's like hardcore. He's like, alright, fuck this. So he's like, and he just starts shooting up these people. But before that, the dad tries to kill him or test him. We don't know yet, because he's like, oh, it's his birthday, so he's gonna attack four Atreides that they've captured in the arena. So two of them are drugged, one of them isn't. He takes out two of them easily. The third one, slices up. And then the third one, it just takes him a little longer to kill. And so now he proves himself. He's like, now I want you to take out the spice people and give our spice planet back. Because they're harvesting the spice. The people of the planet don't want it. Atreides is the one, you know, he's hanging out, banging Zendaya, going, hey, man, you can't take the spice from my lady. Mm-mm. My lady won't despise. I'm gonna keep it for my lady. So bam. So boom, he gets the spice from the lady. Bam. He's trying to keep the spice for the lady. This is Denis Villeneuve's best looking movie so far, I think. As far as special effects goes. Scope. So when these spice landers, they have big balloons, you're looking at a 100-foot screen. I think the one, yeah, in San Francisco, 90 by 100, 90 by 90, 90 by 89 or something, I don't know. So it's huge. This thing's like, what? So bam, these Harkonnens are coming in. Hold on. Here goes spice. Bam. Seduction. Never lose me. Okay, then we got Paul drink. So So now they're boom, boom, boom. Now Paul needs to drink the worm jizz, right? And that's the water of life. So what's his face comes down, attacks the attacks the Atreides. The Atreides. No, attacks his people. Yeah. So he comes down and blows up basically Zendaya's hometown, collapsing all the holy place where they had this water stored. Boom. And they're like, fuck, now we're screwed. Now we have to go south. And south is where all the sandstorms are. So they ride sandworm south. He's staying behind. And he's taking out the dudes coming in. So he's taking them out. And then he eventually gets the attention of Christopher Walken, who's the emperor, basically. Going, what the hell's going on on our spice planet? This guy's taken everything out, and Spice is the most valuable thing in the planet, or in the galaxy at this point, because it allows intergalactic travel. So they're just like, I don't know, man. So they need to take control of this planet. And this is the guy who had his father killed, her ordered for his father and all of his family killed, Christopher Walken. But they don't know that Paul Atreides is alive until later. So they find out that's who's been taking out all their spice shit, and they're like, what the fuck? God damn it. So now they try to send What's-His-Face down there. Boom, boom, boom. He takes him out. Then they come in with 3 sandworms. So he calls in. So he calls in 9,000 sandworms. Or no. He calls in like 3 sandworms. Okay. We're good. So he calls in, yeah. So he's like, okay, now I'm the Messiah. I wrote a sandworm in front of people. Now everyone's like, holy shit, he's Sandworm Man. And it's the biggest sandworm they've ever seen him ride. He's just riding the sandworm. Like, yeah, he's a cool guy. So now for some reason, everyone's riding on a sandworm. There's a hut in the sand. You know, it's just like a taxi. I don't know how that's possible, but whatever. Boom, riding sandworms, okay? And then after he rides the sandworms, everyone's happy, bappy, slappy, right? Like, he is the one. So then he's taking him out. He calls in, he sends out a message to the emperor with his father's ring on the signet with the wax in. His father's like, God damn it. So the emperor has to go to the sand planet. Boom. That's when they bam, attack him. Sandworms coming in. Just huge shit going down, man. This is the epic battle at the end. Just sandworms, sandworms, sandworms. Here's Worm Army. We'll get to this point here. Here comes Worm Army. So yeah, they put out all these thumpers. So boom, they put out all these thumpers. Worm Army, guys. So this in 70mm film, those thumpers, they had shots where it takes up the whole screen. Just a thumper. Just huge. Right, I saw this thing back to back. And it starts exactly at 6 a.m. because it's on film. So there's no previews, and that made a problem. Because people are like, oh, preview. I did the same thing with Oppenheimer, right? I made the same mistake with Oppenheimer. I missed the first, like, 7 minutes of Oppenheimer. But now I know better. I asked them. And so a lot of people didn't. So both showings, people are coming in. So the IMAX showing is just, you know, people in your peripheral walking in. I usually put a hood on to block my peripheral. And then, so I'm just seeing the screen in front of me. So then people are just trailing in with popcorn, using their fucking phone lights. Like, I can't, you know. I'll hold my phone up to the seat number, like, you know, just the face. Yeah, but I won't turn my flashlight on. You know, so movie's starting, these motherfuckers just trailing in. So that's a problem with general audiences going to these movies. You know, all the hardcore people are there 20 minutes early, like me, 30 minutes early. Even sometimes, you know, old school days. You know, if you're born in the old school days of films where you had to actually line up and get your seats, you know, people are spoiled nowadays. They just sit online. Okay, I have 9 computers open. You know, but if you had the old school times, we actually had to wait for tickets, like concert tickets or, you know, movie tickets. You know, the last major one I can remember was The Force Awakens. was the last time I waited for tickets. And I think that was the last time they're like, okay, we need to go all digital. It made sense. So, and people were, like I said before, like people were taking caution tape and taping off rows and putting stuffed animals in all these seats for the day. And the movie didn't start till 7 p.m. And they let us in at 10 a.m. Okay. That's what's been going on. Okay, but now it's just spoiled people.
I have my seat reserved, so I just stroll in with a popcorn and a soda.
You know, that's what's happening. You know, it's crazy. So,
what's going on? Popcorn and a soda. 70 millimeter IMAX screen. Beep, 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 beep. Beep, 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 beep.
You know, and it's a lot of like girlfriends and wives who are dragged to the movie.
Come on, honey, let's go see this one.
You know, so, and a lot of people want to go see the movie because it's like, oh, it's the thing to see right now. I want to go see and be in the thing to see right now so I can talk about when I saw the thing to see right now. It's that too. So, yeah, it's a lot of that, but whatever.
Can I see the thing to see right now? Can I see the thing to see right now? Can I see the thing to see right now? Can I see the thing to see right now? Can I see the thing to see right now?
That's what it is.
I wanna put it on my IG. I wanna put it on my TikTok. I wanna put it on my IG. I wanna put it on my TikTok.
I wanna put it... Here's the fight. Boom. Kiss the ring. Okay, we're going back out to the Emperor. No, we're going to go to Arrival. All right, I like Arrival. Hint, because he did a movie called Arrival. Come on, guys. Get it together. Dev's pick of the week as Arrival. I like this one. Spice. Worm. Okay, I want to go to. The Snitch. So it's a overall just amazing looking movie. Look, from top to bottom, all the way through. 5 out of 5 ear holes, 5 out of 5 eye holes, 5 out of 5 worm rides. 5 out of 5 sand fucks. A lot of people are complaining because, oh, you're rooting for a person who's a messiah who's going to kill a billion people. But don't you feel that sun perform? Shut up. Okay, you pretentious fucks. You go to these movies, picking them apart. Yes, we know he's an evil person. So what? We know he's going to be evil. Who cares? It's a good movie and it's a good story. Evil or not. Oh no, don't root for the evil person to come up. Uh-oh. It's a different way of looking at the story. It's so funny. Oh, you want to root for the evil person? Yeah, I do. Why not? We root for the good person all the time. Why can't we root for the evil now?
Oh, that's not how storytelling goes. You don't root for the person who's going to kill a million people. It's not how storytelling goes. Come on, man. The storytelling goes, it's the hero's journey to become the hero and save everyone.
He is saving people, but he is killing a lot of people by doing it. But oh well, you know, you got to break a few eggs and make an omelet. You know? That's the story of Dune. You gotta break a few eggs to make some spice omelets. Some spicy omelets, guys, and hallucinate on the spice. About seeing the future of people dying of starvation. If I go south, people are gonna die of starvation. So I'm gonna go into space and kill millions of other people. But that's fine. I don't care, man. I'm rooting for Atreides all day long, dude. Hope he wipes out the whole fucking galaxy. You know? Come on. It's a movie, so what? It's a story, who cares? People are like,
no, you can't do that, you can't root for it. How are people looking over the fact that they're rooting for a man who's gonna kill a lot of people in the future? He just...
He just fucked a sand person. And now, right in front of that person, after killing the Harkonnen and making the Emperor kiss his ring, he's taking the Emperor's wife and he's going to go rule the galaxy while banging her out and making some babies. But people are complaining about that. But he told her before, you'll always be mine. So he's in love with her. He has to do this in order to rule the galaxy. You know, and she knows that. She's like, come on, man. She's the side piece. You know, and even the queen bitch knows that that's his real girl. Because they look at each other like, oh, okay, so you're his real pussy. I'm the side bitch. You know, side pussy emperor. Side pussy empress. Sad pussy empress, yeah, gonna give it my sand fist. Sad pussy empress, gonna give you my sand fist. Sad pussy empress, gonna give you my sand fist. Sand fist, sand fist empress. 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 This song's called Sand Fist Empress. Sand fist empress. Sand fist empress, get your ass over here. Samphist Empress, Samphist Empress, Samphist Empress. It's a sand fist empress. Quiet between the sand fisting. He just gave her his old sand fist. So boom, after giving her the sand fist, he's like, that empress is like, hey, I want some sand fist. And she's like, are you sure you want sand fist? He's like, yes, I want your sand fist. It's like, all right, but I still have my glove on. That's fine. We got sand fist gloves. Sand fist gloves. Are you sure my hair's not messed up enough? No, we need to mess your hair up more, Timothy. Okay, hold on a second. Cut, cut. We need Timothy's hair messed up more. Okay. Cut. Cut. We need to make Zendaya look more like a, Dark Crystal character. There we go. Like, some of the shots of her were amazing. There's some great shots of her, especially IMAX. It was like, wow. And then, especially, the mom. God damn, how do I forget her name? I'm looking at it right in her face. Yeah, his mom, just some amazing shots of her. Like, wow. Rebecca Ferguson in this movie is amazing. You know, and her shots of her, you're like, whoa. Whoa. Yeah, all the shots in this movie are like, whoa. What? Even in 70mm, and 70mm more so, because they have those full IMAX, full face shots, like Nolan's type shit, where it's like, they're just on you, you're like, hello, you know, like, hey, full face shot IMAX, you know, it's like, just huge heads, just sweaty, and just like, you know, amazing, just amazing, guys. That's why I saw it twice in IMAX. I'm not gonna go see it again in IMAX. It's in my head. I got it locked in until my memory goes, but still. Knock on wood. I got it locked in. So right now I can picture it. Movie's going through my skull. Okay, just watch the movie again in IMAX, eh? In my head. Just watch it again in IMAX. Just watched it again. Boom. Roll credits. Boom. Well, there's Zendaya watching the ship go away. So basically, what he does, he makes Emperor kiss his ring. Spares his life, of course, because he already killed Elvis in a knife fight, which was amazing. Amazing knife fight at the end. He gets stabbed twice, but he's still, I'm Atreides. Motherfucker, oh fuck. He does some Terminator 2 breathing.
Miles Dyson style. Mixed in with some Saving Private Ryan. You know, he does that. A little bit of that stuff, you know. But overall, man, he's really good in the movie. No complaints. Zendaya's really good in the movie. Javier Bardem is fucking great. Of course, Brolin is fucking amazing. He's always great. Starsgard's great. Elvis is great. Everyone, man. Everyone just plays out really good in this movie. Batista's great. That's just this furious motherfucker is huge. Yeah, he gets taken out great. Both of the brothers die. Man, it's great. Yeah, man. I was thinking about the movie right now. But when they, yeah, when they steal, when they're blowing up the spice and they're shooting the lasers from IMAX, you see the lasers coming at all these ends. They look like huge ticks almost. Man, it's crazy. And just the spice, the machines themselves are massive, man. It's just a huge 100-foot just trench wheel in your face. Just a, I'm just shaking everything. And in Dolby, yeah, just amazing. All the way through, guys. I say it's gonna make $1 billion. I don't give a shit. It's gonna make $1 billion. People are gonna go see this more than Oppenheimer, and Oppenheimer made $1 billion. If an Oppenheimer can make $1 billion, this is easily gonna push out $1 billion. Right now, because there's nothing out right now. People are looking for good sci-fi. Yes, it's almost 3 hours. It's 2 hours, 46 minutes. But if you like the first one like I did, man, this is just boom. This is a continuation. Billy,
I don't like how they put movies into two pieces.
Unless you want to watch a 4-hour movie, they had to put this one into two parts, you fucking idiots.
Oh, why are they making the movie so long then? Why don't they make it a complete one-part movie?
It was, you dumb fucks. Shut up. It went completely to an ending. Bam, it ended perfectly. Boom, they're moving. Boom, that was an end. And what do you want, like, okay.
And then the cows came home.
Is that what you want for an ending? Come on. Shut up. This is a continue. Oh, but no one complained about Bill, Kill Bill. He wanted to make it a full 4-hour movie. They wouldn't do it. Or a full 7-hour movie. No one's going to sit through it. That's why it's two parts, you dumbasses.
I don't like these two parts of Lilith. Why did they make Star Wars three parts? Why did they just make it one movie? Why did they make one through, three, four, four, 3 through 6 one movie? Come on. 4 through 6, come on.
Dumb. Dumb.
Dumb!
My movies to wrap up at the end. Cause I was born with sitcoms.
There we go, guys. These people are dumb. Yeah, that's all I gotta say. So, to wrap up, guys, Dune. Yes, amazing. Yes, go see it in 70mm IMAX. Go see it if you can, anywhere. But preferably, if you can see it in IMAX, any form. It doesn't have to be 70mm, just try to see it in IMAX. Biggest format possible. You can see it in this ultra-wide screen, whatever. ScreenX, whatever. Whatever you can see this movie in, guys, go see it. But Best is going to be IMAX and Dolby. If you can do those, if you can afford those back to back, it's definitely worth it. Boom. Okay, here we go, guys. Top, five movies. Hopefully, let's see if we didn't do this right. If we didn't do this right, I'll stop and do something else. Oh, here we go, guys. Top movies of February. Number 5. Stop Motion. Where a girl makes clay faces and then becomes imaginary and then cuts up her boyfriend and sister. Great movie. Land of Bad. There we go. Classic. Classic. Where they go in, blow some shit up, kill some Filipinos. You know how we do it. Russell Crowe's on the controls, blowing up Filipinos. Russell Crowe's on the controls, blowing up Filipinos. Russell Crowe's on the controls, blowing up those Filipinos. Land of Bad, Russell Crowe, blowing up Filipinos. Russell Crowe's blowing up Filipinos. Russell Crowe's blowing up Filipinos. Russell Crowe, blowing up Filipinos. Russell Crowe's blowing up Filipinos. Russell Crowe's blowing up Filipinos. Land of Bad, Russell Crowe's blowing up Filipinos. Here we go. And another one. Lisa Frankenstein. She's sucking chopped off dicks. She's fucking dicks, sucking chopped off dicks. Fucking chopped off hands, sucking chopped off dicks. Fucking chopped off hands, sucking chopped off dicks. Sucking chopped off hands, sucking chopped off dicks. Sucking chopped off dicks. Lisa Frankenstein. She likes to suck and chopped off dicks all the time. Lisa Frankenstein. Lisa Frankenstein. Lisa Frankenstein. Sucks off dicks all the time. Reanimates them in a tanning bed. Sucking dicks all the time. Reanimates him in a tanning bed. And she gets some nympho head. She uses a vibrator on herself, but then the dead guy uses it on her. It's real funny. Zone of interest. Hey, we're Nazis. Let's burn some Jews. 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 Zone of interest. Zone of interest. Zone of interest. Zone of interest. Hey, we're Nazis. Let's burn some Jews. Number 2 is, hey, we're Nazis. Let's burn some Jews. Hey, I have a family. Live next to Auschwitz. Hey, it's really cool. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go burn Nazis, dude. Okay, honey, that's real cool. I'm gonna hang out with the kids in the yard while you burn Nazis all day and work real hard. Ride your horse and to work. We're right out of Auschwitz. Auschwitz is the place to be when you're a real cool Nazi. I hear the trains in the background. I smell burning flesh while I'm taking a cigar break in my backyard. It's the best. 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 It's the best.
All right, guys. Number 1, guys. What do you think it's going to be? Number 1, Dune. Number 1, Dolby Dune. Number 1, Dolby Dune. Dolby Dune, number 1, Dolby Dune. Dolby Dune, number 1, Dolby Dune. Number 1 movie, yes, it's Dune. What do you think it was going to be, Dune? It's Dune. It's Dune. It's Dune. It's Dune. Here we go. Number 1 movie, guys. Of course. What do you think it's going to be? Dune. Whew.
man, this movie again comes right back to Dune. Comes right back to Dune, guys, this whole hour.
Right back to Dune! Right back to Dune!
Right back to it, guys. Right back to it. Whew. Let's give it up. Let's give it up. It's about time they put out original sci-fi, not this shitty fucking Star Wars bullshit they've been shoving down our throats besides Andor. This shitty fucking superhero shit they've been shoving down our throats, pretending that we're retarded children and we have no idea what humor is or can't take humor. We're too fucking sensitive to everything. This shit we're getting from Marvel recently is just crap. All the shit we're getting from Disney Plus is shit. A lot of the Netflix shows are just dumb, lame. Hulu the same way, just stupid, lame shows. Dune comes along, bam. Just a movie. Boom. It's good. Number one, guys. Just because I saw it in the Dolby version, not the IMAX version. I saw IMAX in March, so it doesn't count yet. We'll see if that tops March. We'll see. But okay, worst movies. Here we go, guys.
Worst movies of 2023. Ooh, yeah. February. Number five. No Way Up. Hey, I'm a shark. I'm trapped underwater with the shark. I'm gonna eat people. Yes, we're trapped in water in a plane underwater in the water. I'm a shark. I'm gonna eat you all and you're gonna fall into pieces. Number four is One Love. Hey, I'm Bob Marley. I'm gonna hang out and go, hey, I just got shot, no dread, block the bullet. Now I'm gonna go to London and make Exodus and come back and do a concert. Hey, that's the movie. Real cool. Madam Web. Hey, look at me, it's Madam Web. Hey, I'm Madam Web. It's Madam Web. Nothing goes on with Madam Web. This is the big titty girl hiding her breasts. Nothing goes on with the big titty girl hiding her breasts. Hey, we show our bellies. 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 We dance on a table. Dance on a table. It takes 10 hours to drive to a place. Took me 5 minutes to walk to. Madam Web. Madam Web. Madam Web. Takes 5 minutes to walk to, but takes 20 minutes to drive. Takes 5 minutes to walk to, but takes 20 minutes to drive. Takes 5 minutes to walk to, but takes 20 minutes to drive. Takes 5 minutes to walk to, but takes 20 minutes to drive. Madam Web. Madam Web. Madam Web. Madam Web. Hey, it's Argyle. Look at me. Look at me. I'm a chubby girl, but I am real athlete. Chubby girl. Slide on my knees. Chubby girl. Slide on knees. Chubby girl. Slide on knees. Chubby girl. Slide on knees in oil. Chubby girl. Slide on knees in oil. Hey, it's Argyle. What's the doyle? Chubby girl slides on knees in oil. Hey, it's Argyle. What's the doyle? Chubby girl tries on knees in oil. Chubby girl slides on knees in oil. Chubby girl slides on knees in oil. Shoots guns. Shoots guns. Flips around. Unrealistic. Yes, that's right. I don't care what you really think. Unrealistic. Unrealistic. We already have a girl who does that. Unrealistic. 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 Slides on knees in oil. Slides on knees in oil. Argyle. Argyle. Dumb, stupid smoke. No chemistry between the characters. Argyle. Argyle. No chemistry between the characters. Argyle. Forced romance. Forced romance. Argyle. Forced romance. No chemistry between the characters. Argyle. Forced romance. Number one. I'm a dyke. Hey. I'm a dyke. I'm a dyke, I'm a dyke, hey, I'm a dyke, so am I, I'm a dyke too. Hey, I'm a dyke, are you a dyke? I'm a dyke, hey, we're liberal dykes, we know how to dyke out, you know how to dyke, hey, it's Drive-Away Dykes. Drive-Away Dykes, yeah, Drive-Away Dykes, number one, you know. Drive-Away Dykes, Drive-Away Dykes, Drive-Away Dykes, Drive-Away Dykes, Drive-Away Dykes. Drive-Away Dykes, Drive-Away Dykes, Drive-Away Dykes, Dykes, Dykes. Drive-Away Dykes, Drive-Away Dykes, Drive-Away Dykes, 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 Drive-Away. Drive-Away.
There we go, guys. Boom. Hope you like the musical rendition of that. Sorry, I kind of... I don't know. Thought I'd do something different since I'm the only one here. And I'm bored, so... Okay, here we go, guys. What's been going on? Jimmy Kimmel says eating at In-N-Out after award shows is now the tradition. Oh, thank you, Jimmy Kimmel, for telling me, because you're the ambassador of fucking cool, Jimmy Kimmel. Oh, the first pictures of the crow. I'll have to see the movie. The pictures aren't doing it for me right now. But if I saw the movie, you know, I'd be like, okay. Here, let's play some real crow. If they can recreate this, I don't know, man. But I don't know if they can. I hope they can. But right now, he looks, yes, like the Joker. Or he looks like the Joker or one of the Arkham Knight villains. Like a version of an Arkham Knight villain. I can't put my... like a Joker, like a modern Joker. He's like, he could be the Joker's brother, the Joker. I don't know. The nipple tattoo is weird. Everyone doesn't like that. The movie's already been filmed in the bag. I think what's going to happen is they're going to show more of the romance part. They're going to show them both get killed. And then the revenge part. It's probably going to be a 2-hour movie. First 20 minutes, and then like, hey, we're cool, man. We're rocking out with our band, and we're totally cool. Which, in the original, they had to cut all that out. So I think they're going to put more into their love life. I guess that's going to happen. But we'll see, guys. June 7th. The Craw. John Sava, original Crow. Okay, this is what they say, guys. The original Crow director, Alex Poynez, jokes that Bill Sarsgaard, Eric Draven, is having bad hair day. He stares... he shares his honest thoughts on the upcoming... Okay, and then Rachel Davis, the girl who played the little girl, says it's dingy, dirty, grungy, and makes him look like the villains should be fighting. She adds that they should have never cast someone who resembles Brandon Lee out of respect. He doesn't resemble Brandon Lee. He doesn't resemble Brandon Lee. Okay. So, yeah. So, I don't know. Let's see. Director of Chainsaw Massacre, the new one that just came out, is directing Wolf Knight for Platinum Dunes, which is compared to District 9 and The Purge with werewolves. So it's going to be like, okay, hey, we're going to use your werewolf powers. Oh, I don't want to become a werewolf. Okay, huh? Maybe. And then they're going to use the werewolves to attack people and keep them in their houses, like at night. CDC now addressed it, advised people. COVID is now a 5-day illness. And there's no isolation, guys. We're free. Whew! As long as they told me, guys, I feel safe now. The CDC has told me that the flu and other respiratory illnesses and drops the 5-day isolation time. Whew! Paul Dano says superhero fatigue didn't direct because Batman is a real film. Didn't affect Batman because it's a real film. Dune 3 will not be Villeneuve's next movie. Let's see here. They're doing a Naked Gun reboot that's coming out with Liam Neeson July 15th, guys. I don't know how the fuck they're going to do that shit. That's going to be great. Let's see here. Should I do one more movie? Let me see what I got on my movies here. Spaceman for me. Spaceman is all right. No, we'll save those for later. If I don't get movie, let me see. We can do Monolith. Let's do that one, guys. Wait, Okay, Monolith, guys. I fell asleep watching this the first time. It just came out. I rented it on VOD. Before we get out of here, let's do some Monolith. All right, let me look it up here. It's a trippy movie. Very audio focused. There's a, because she's a podcaster. Okay,
that's why I liked it, because I could relate with them.
What did I call the movie? God damn it! Oh, sorry. Monolith. Okay, 2022. Okay. A headstrong journalist who investigates a podcast uncovers a strange artifact, an alien conspiracy, and lies at the center of her own story. So basically, she's looking out, like, all this weird shit going on online, you know, people just go down rabbit holes. So she found this rabbit hole about this black brick that people keep getting. And she keeps trying to get a hold of people who have it, and people have it. She gets a hold of an art dealer who has this black brick. And she takes the brick and... or no, she doesn't take it. She talks to the guy and says it's a weird artifact. It has weird markings all over it. And people all over the world have received these black bricks out of nowhere. And then... she's like, what the hell? And then all of a sudden...
let's do this real quick before I go.
All of a sudden, she has a black brick. Boom, pukes it up. Right? Then smashes it with a hammer, and it becomes a doppelganger of her. And then she ends up killing her doppelganger. It's a weird movie, guys. So, what do I give it? It's a strange one, guys. It's a strange one. 2 out of 5 reels, 2 out of 5 owls, 2 out of 5 puked black bricks. It's a doppelganger, guys. It's a doppelganger movie. I'll do one more. Yeah, I'll do a. Let's do one more show. Here we go. Oh, Shogun, guys. It's on, what is it on? Oh, it's on FX now. First 2 episodes, amazing. Really good. If you need to read subtitles, you got to, but, it's worth it. It's a good show. The way it's ending on a cool high note for the 2nd episode. Can't wait for the 3rd one coming out. I think tomorrow. No, wait, what's tomorrow? Holy shit, tomorrow, yes. Shogun, guys, check it out. First 2 episodes, you get 4 to 5 arrows, 4 to 5 owls, 4 to 5 sliced necks, or 4 to 5 people boiled alive for Shogun, guys. And that's it, guys, we'll get out of here. What should we go out on here? Not on this shit. Okay, oh, until next week, guys. Peace in the Middle East. Yeah.